From Feature Story News in Washington, I'm Caroline Malone. The United States has paused a shipment of bombs to Israel amid concern over the Rafah operation, according to the Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin. That as the Biden administration has missed a deadline to submit a report to Congress on whether Israel has violated international law in its war. Sarah Coates reports from Tel Aviv.
Very clear message, really showing that the Biden administration isn't happy with the way that Israel has been conducting itself tactically in the Gaza Strip. It is the first time that such a thing has happened since the beginning of this war in October. Now, right now, it's a pause. We don't know if it actually will remain that way or whether these bombs will be sent. But this is 3,500 bombs that were meant to come here to Israel. Certainly, you could say a drop in the ocean compared to the large amounts of weapons that the United States actually supplies Israel with. Now, we do understand that the Israeli establishment is discussing this behind closed doors. Still no official statement from the Prime Minister.
Italian Prime Minister Giorgia Meloni said in talks with the NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg that concrete decisions need to be made about its southern flank at the alliance's summit in July. The southern flank includes the Middle East and North Africa, neighbouring areas to allies which are of escalating concern. Charles Gibson has more from Rome.
Jens Stoltenberg is touring the capitals of NATO members as the alliance gets ready for a critical summit in July. As well as discussing conflicts in Ukraine and the Middle East, leaders are expected to thrash out NATO's first ever strategy for its southern flank. Members such as Greece and Italy are concerned about instability in North Africa and the Middle East, which they say is driving up human trafficking across the Mediterranean. Russian mercenary groups are also expanding their presence in countries such as Libya and Mali. However, some members do have concerns about diverting resources away from the alliance's eastern flank, where the war in Ukraine is still raging on NATO's doorstep.
Donald Trump's classified documents trial in Florida has been indefinitely postponed. The trial was scheduled to start on May 20th. Sally Patterson reports.
U.S. District Judge Eileen Cannon says it would be imprudent to choose a trial date when various pretrial issues are unresolved. Those include how classified information will be handled in this case, along with what she called additional pretrial and trial preparations necessary to present the case to a jury. Donald Trump is accused of holding on to top secret documents after leaving office. Last June, the former president pleaded not guilty to dozens of felony counts related to the papers. He denies all wrongdoing. Sally Patterson, New York.
From bureaus worldwide, this is FSN.
With FSN Spotlight, I'm Simon Marks. It was a former US president, Harry Truman, who once said, "If you want a friend in Washington, get a dog." Well, the governor of South Dakota did get a dog, but her decision to shoot it dead may have just cost her the vice presidency of the United States. Governor Kristi Noem is openly vying to become Donald Trump's running mate this November. And in her new autobiography, designed to boost her chances of being picked, she explains her decision to kill a puppy called Cricket that she claims was untrainable. Amid public uproar, she's now changed the story to suggest that Cricket was a threat to human life. At least that's what she told Fox News.
It was a dog that was extremely dangerous, and I had a choice between keeping my small children and other people safe or a dangerous animal, and I chose the safety of my children.
There is more. She also claims in her memoir to have met North Korean strongman Kim Jong-un, except she now concedes that meeting never occurred and is blaming her ghostwriter for that false claim. Influential Republicans like the former Speaker of the House of Representatives Newt Gingrich say there is now no possibility Governor Noem will become Donald Trump's running mate, and it was notable that she did not attend in person a fundraising event over the weekend at which the former president appeared to be assessing some figures on his vice presidential shortlist. With FSN Spotlight, I'm Simon Marks.
And the main news again. The US is holding back on sending more weapons to Israel as the Biden administration is late delivering a report to Congress on Israel and potential humanitarian violations. NATO needs to better consider its southern flank that includes allies neighbouring the Middle East and North Africa, according to Italian Prime Minister Meloni, who's having talks with NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg. And Donald Trump's classified documents trial in Florida has been indefinitely delayed, with the judge saying there are pre-trial issues to resolve. There's more from us on Twitter at Feature Story. And that's the latest from Feature Story News. Caroline Malone reporting.